Just go for it.
In 3, 2, 1. Hello and welcome to Ryan Reviews the Universe, bringing you the best takes for the best times for you, the best people. Today I'm with my good friends Bob and Maddie. Bob used to be our college sports correspondent, and then in the last episode of,
Retired.
I guess it was the last episode of our first season. It was like near Christmas. We had kind of a holiday song ranking. But Bob and I also did some like college football picks. And I want to say that if we bet $5 on the opposite of what you picked for every single game, neither of us would have to work for a very, very long time.
Without a doubt. I'm glad DraftKings wasn't on my phone. We lost a lot of money that day.
Today we're going to be talking about... I mean, both of you have kind of gotten me into the media form, the art form that is anime, for better or worse, I guess.
That's right.
And I've got my top 10 with me, and you guys are here to critique it. I think it's kind of a hot take, but also a lot of these, again, I don't think that these are the best all time. I think these are just my favorites, which really just says more about my personal taste.
I have a question.
Yes.
Are you including movies?
I'm not including movies, and I'm also not including shows that I have not completely finished.
Okay. I think we should also take a step back and talk about where the anime industry is right now. And no laughing, we are in the golden age of the anime industry.
Mm-hmm. And what do you mean by that, Bob? How are we in the golden age?
What I mean is, one, people don't get bullied for watching anime anymore. Which is crazy. It's now normal.
You had to be keeping that stuff secret back in high school. Mm-hmm.
And two, I think this is even bigger, is Japan is now making anime for the foreign audience. They're specifically marketing to Americans. They are, you know, Crunchyroll, companies that have a lot of money invested in producing Netflix. Like, it's completely different than even 10, 15 years ago, where it was produced in Japan and you just had to find it somewhere online and that was that. So we live in a good time. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It means that when we like anime here in America, it might actually get a second season, which wasn't necessarily true.
All right, so what you're saying is if something was massive in America and not so big in Japan back in, say, the early 2000s, people were kind of shit out of luck, for lack of a better term.
Sometimes, yeah. Usually the popularity winds up more often than it doesn't, I think. But there are some weird scenarios where things are just way more popular in America than Japan.
Any examples you got off the top of your head?
Spice and Wolf, honestly, is probably one of the bigger ones. The anime adaptation in 2008.
I will say that Spice and Wolf did not make any of my lists because I have not finished it. But the OG Spice and Wolf I have not watched. I am watching the new one with both of you right now. I'm enjoying it a lot. It's a little bit horny, but honestly, that's fine. It's a lot of economics, which I did not expect at all. Kind of like medieval fantasy economics.
Yeah, the light. I should step back. The light novels are pretty well received in Japan, from what I know, but the anime itself was very, very popular in America, probably because it had good romance, and it also had really good English dub acting, which at the time was not always the case. So,
yeah. And for those who do not know, dub is kind of replacing Japanese audio with English audio instead, and then sub is just Japanese audio but with English subtitles. So there's a little bit of, oh, is it better to have the dub or better to have the sub?
Right.
Kind of discussion there. Let's go on to some of the shows that did not make top 10, but kind of just some honorable mentions. I have Neon Genesis Evangelion did not make my top 10. JJK did not make my top 10.
Evangelion, I mean, it's...
Wait, which one's good? JJK or...
Both for me. I really respect Neon Genesis.
The art form is incredible.
It's beautiful. It influenced so much. Like, it influenced American movies, too. So I really respect that. I'm really a character-driven person, and...
Shinji is kind of the prototypical...
And here's the thing, though.
Male protagonist. I do kind of love him.
Actually didn't mind him when I was... Because I was like, you know what? This is realistic. He's just like... What is he, 12?
14.
14. He's just like a 14-year-old boy. It's probably pretty realistic to what a 14-year-old boy might do in that situation. It was when we got to the movie, and there's that opening scene. Everything from that point on was just so uncomfortable for me, and I associate it with, like, discomfort. And I'm happy JJK isn't in your top 10, because I just don't think it should be.
I do really like JJK, though. I like both of those shows a lot. They just did not.
Evangelion changed so much.
Somewhere between 15, I mean, or rather 11 and 20. A couple other shows that did not make it include...
Whoa, let's keep talking about these two real quick, though. Because, I mean, JJK is super popular right now.
It is, and it's really good. I would just be disappointed if it was in your top 10 specifically,
fair.
I think.
Yeah. And it's not finished yet.
Are you guys holding me to a higher standard? Is that what that is?
I guess, kind of. Because you don't really like shonen that much. And if that was your favorite, like, action shonen, I would... Like, I get it, but it disappoints me that it's so much more popular than other shonen, just because...
It's well produced.
I could talk about this for, like, an hour and a half.
Yeah, we should move on.
We should move on.
Can you give me just a quick explanation on shonen versus shoujo? Just, like, and explain like I'm five.
Sure. It actually, I'm going to say it wrong, but shonen is basically just, it was originally like manga that was written for boys that are, I think, between the ages of, like...
It's like teenage boys.
Yeah, just teenage boys. There's, like, a specific age range, and then shoujo is, like, the same, but for girls, so it's just, like, teenage girls and teenage boys, and so it's just any anime that was kind of, meant for those audiences.
Honestly, I wonder whether I shouldn't mention any more honorable mentions, because then it'll kind of spoil some stuff that maybe you guys think will be in my top 10.
I don't fault anybody for having Evangelion in their top 10.
Nor do I, honestly.
It stuck the landing so hard, and it just it's held up so well, and everybody's tried to copy it, and it's just timeless.
It did not stick the landing.
It did, though.
It did not stick the... Whatever.
I kind of think it did.
It did not. It did not.
All right. Anything else you guys want to say before I move on to number 10?
No.
This is the one exception to my, oh, I have to finish this show to put it on. It's Kaguya-sama Love is War, which is a
brilliant show.
Romance comedy anime about this school president and a school vice president of kind of like student council vibes, and they're both trying to get the other person to confess their love to each other. And hijinks ensue. It's very ridiculous. It's very funny.
Yeah.
It's very wholesome. The characters are great. There's not that much fan service. It's just good times, belly laughs. I mean...
Yeah. Kaguya-sama is really good. I haven't read the manga yet. I really need to. But it's just... It's crazy how good the romance is, and how funny the show is, and all the characters are just very endearable and very endearing. It's a funny show.
At number 9, I have Death Note. Death Note, I've gone back and forth on whether I would even include it in my top 10, because again, this is my favorite. It's not as happy as generally the shows I want to watch are, but the suspense is really good. The characters are phenomenal.
Yeah.
And
it's peak Madhouse.
Yes. Bob, do you want to speak on Madhouse for a hot second?
Yeah, Madhouse is like an animation studio that made a lot of really, really good anime from honestly like the 80s to like the late 2010s, mid 2010s. But yeah, I agree, Ryan. Death Note, incredible. I think what it did well is the concept is very cool and unique just in any genre or medium. And then also the combination of light and L is just so much fun to watch.
Absolutely. At number 8, I have FMA Brotherhood. That's a Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood. I will say I originally watched the original Full Metal Alchemist and got a rather stern yelling to by Bob because he's like, no, this is not the right one.
Still a great show.
Oh, the original one?
Oh, yeah, big time. It's still great. I mean, it's two different... The original 2003 version came out before the manga was over, so they had to come up with their own ending. But the show is still great. The Brotherhood just... It's two different tellings of the story, honestly.
Yeah. At number 7,
let's talk about Brotherhood first, though. You should at least tell them what the show's about.
All right, yes, so...
It was ranked number 1 for 10 years.
We can't just go into the summary of every single show. Most people know what Full Metal is, you know?
True.
Long story short, it's in a world where alchemy basically a magic system where it's equal exchange. If you want to light a fire, you have to basically give an equal
set
amount.
Set in pseudo-Germany as well.
Yeah, like kind of like late...
Like steampunk Germany, I guess?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's about two brothers.
But there's magic.
Yeah. About two brothers who try to bring their mom back and end up losing parts of their like body in the process.
One of them ends up becoming like this... his spirit or whatever is in this giant metal suit of armor.
Yeah.
The other one lost his hand. And it's just them trying to regain their humanity a little bit.
I know Maddie and I have talked about that. I think this is one of the best anime to recommend to somebody that's never seen an anime before. And with Death Note, too, honestly. They're just really easy to digest. The only problem with Brotherhood is that the first couple episodes kind of assume you know something about the story, but then it goes into the backstory in like episode like 3 or 4. Mm-hmm. But it's very jarring, the first two episodes.
Yeah, that does make it hard. It made me sad that I didn't see the original, kind of, because I do think that without you telling me what was going on, it would have been really, really jarring.
Fantastic show, though.
Yeah.
And a great English dub for people that don't want to watch stuff.
I'm looking at my top 10 right now, and it also probably contains one of the most messed up characters on my list. Mm-hmm. Like, let's just say that there's a nice girl and a nice dog, and a guy does,
I'm
not going to say anything.
It's a heavy show.
It is very heavy. Moving on to number 7. This was a COVID watch for all of us. It's Ping Pong. It's the only sports anime that I have on our list.
So
I want to say it came out of China instead of Japan.
I'm pretty sure it's Japanese. No, it's 100% Japanese. Let me look this up real quick.
Essentially, imagine this massive ping pong rivalry between different high schools, different players on the same high school, just showing what it means to be an athlete and just like the mental gruel that takes to be at the very top, that pinnacle of any sport, really. And it's beautiful and I love it a lot. And the art style is
pretty
unique. They kind of, some of the ping pong matches are more beautiful than most fight scenes I've seen in anime.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. I think Ping Pong, you can make the argument, is the shortest amount of episodes to tell just a really epic story in anime. It's only 11 episodes. Mm-hmm. Really easy watch. It's and also the soundtrack is absolutely incredible.
It's so good.
Soundtrack, art, characters, it's all there. It's I've seen it probably 3 or 4 times now. It's so good.
It is so incredibly rare to have like an anime that is actually fully complete. Honestly, fully complete in general, no matter how long it is.
Yeah.
Like fully, I really truly can't name that many like completed anime. Like the manga was finished, like outside of the ones that are went straight to anime, like no manga at all. There's just like not that many of them, and if they do exist, they aren't short. So nearly every single one that is complete, that is short, that I have seen is in my top 10.
It's pretty good
because it's impressive to do that.
Did you check to see whether it did come out of China?
Yeah, it's a Japanese manga.
It's a Japanese manga. Okay, that was my bad. Coming at number 6, it's going to be Tatsumi Galaxy.
It's a good one.
Tatsumi Galaxy. How do I explain? Okay, so you go through like the first 5 episodes and so, and you're like, okay, there's no overarching plot. It's the same kind of...
It's like the same story of a guy in college trying to fit in and joining different clubs. And every episode, he'll join like a tennis club and he'll go through all of that. And then at the very end of the episode, time is like rerun and it's him starting college again. It's like it's like Groundhog Day effect.
And then between the last 3 or 4 episodes, an actual plot starts to emerge. And
I would argue it's there for like from the beginning, honestly.
You have to rewatch it to really see it, but
you start to realize that this plot is a thing by like this very end of the first season. I don't think... Actually, no, a second season did come out, didn't it?
Yeah, but it's not like... I guess you could call it... I don't know. It's like...
It's like in the same universe,
time,
kind of.
And time is so important to the show, it's kind of...
Yeah.
It would be complicated.
It's good romance, though. I usually hate Groundhog Day plots, but it just does it in a really good way. And it's very... It's surprisingly wholesome for how unlikable the main character can come off.
The main character is very unlikable, honestly. And...
Yeah.
But by the end, it's kind of a just self-actualization, just realizing you have to make the most.
Okay.
I'll stop talking. Coming at number five, Mushishi.
Great show.
Yeah. So, I guess kind of like a spirit detective, spirit healer,
spirit doctor,
monk.
Spirit doctor, yeah.
Yeah, spirit doctor. Just chilling out and solving problems in the paranormal realm, in the spirit realm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'd say like it's like in medieval like Japan, like Edo period maybe.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great show. It's like a great watch it right before you go to bed. Very calming and mysterious and very focused on nature.
And palate cleanser. And I think that's what I like about it. There's so many shows that I've got here that are very in your face. Like, oh my gosh, I have to watch the next episode. Like,
yeah. Actually, most of yours are. Full Metal, Death Note,
yes.
Kaguya-sama, Ping Pong. Those are all shows that end on cliffhangers almost every episode.
I mean, Kaguya does not. It's like a shorts.
I don't know. I mean, I think Kaguya is a very easy to binge show.
Yeah, but it's for a different reason, yeah. You know? It's like, if you're binging it because it's just like so
joyful.
Yeah.
Yeah, because
you know?
It's like cookies too. In a jar. Once you have one, you might as well have
exactly,
the next one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's skit comedy too, so you feel like you're, easily digestible.
Mm-hmm.
At number four, Bob's going to be pretty happy with this pick. It's Steins Gate.
Oh, banger.
Yeah. Jeez. All right. So
this is such a misunderstood. This is a show that was so popular 10 years ago that nobody really appreciates or recommends that much anymore, in my opinion. I don't know. I love this show.
It took me a second because those first, I don't know, six or seven episodes, it looks like nothing is really going on. And then something happens and everything literally gets turned upside down and you're just gripped to the edge of the seat. You have to see what's coming next.
Yeah.
A great representation of LGBTQT people in Japan when that really wasn't a thing back then. I want to say it started off as a video game.
It's one of the few visual novel to anime adaptations that I think is really, really well received.
Yeah.
Came out in 2011, the anime. I mean, basic plot is about a guy who's kind of pretending to be a mad scientist. He's got college age living in Tokyo. And him and his friends come up with a way to send text messages into the past. That's kind of the ramifications of that. And it's very good. Really good romance that develops. And it's funny, Ryan, because everybody says, you know, like, oh, the first couple episodes is so hard to get into. And you watch the show. But then if you rewatch the show, those first couple episodes you love because it's always setting up the character interactions and everybody getting to know each other and then it gets crazy.
Well, you also start to understand certain artistic choices within the first couple episodes because of the time travel stuff, or rather timey-wimey, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
You start to notice things that kind of did not make sense in the first watch through.
Yeah. It's a great show. Love it.
Coming in at number three, this was probably originally my first favorite anime. Might have been one of the first that I've ever watched. It's Cowboy Bebop.
Great show.
Get everybody in the stuff together. Okay, 3, 2, 1, let's jam.
Yeah.
Between phenomenal art, between phenomenal characters,
Soundtrack.
I have it all on vinyl. I'm very proud to say. Who cares? It's... It's so good. It's just...
This is another great
space
one.
Space bounty hunters. Almost like neo-noir, I would suppose.
Yeah, I'd say it's like jazz, space, neo-noir, bounty hunt. It's like very Western, too.
Yeah.
It's very episodic, which could put people off. There is a plot, and it definitely develops throughout the show. Kind of like Steins Gate, honestly. You don't even realize... Or, not Steins Gate, what was the one we talked about earlier?
Tosmi Galaxy?
Yeah. Kind of like that, it develops, but it's very episodic, it's very funny, it holds up incredibly well, the 90s animation's gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
Another great one to watch, you've just never even seen an anime.
Coming in at number two, it's kind of the darling of 2023, and everyone is, I mean, I think it's been renewed for next season, it's Free Ren.
Oh, yeah.
I was wondering when you were going to list that.
Wow. I don't even know what to say about Free Run, to be honest.
Yeah.
Okay, let's start off. Frieren is about this kind of very awkward elf. She is a member of this adventuring party with this fighter, this dwarf, and this corrupt priest. He's not actually corrupt, it's just they call him that. And they defeated the big bad, the Demon King, maybe, what, 50 years ago? Something like that?
Yeah, so the story, the first episode starts where they had just defeated him, and they had a 10-year journey all together, the four of them, to defeat him. And then the first episode goes 25 years into the future, and 50 years into the future. And it's all about Frieren kind of reconciling with her immortality,
yeah,
and not really appreciating the friends she made in that journey, the three other party members, and her kind of reconciling with that, because she's so like emotionally stunted from effectively living thousands of years.
And this has honestly been kind of good for me from a role-playing perspective in D&D, because you don't really appreciate how long, like, 900 years is. I mean, maybe you got like a little bit of that for when they were talking, like Elrond was talking about that in Lord of the Rings to Arwen, but the lives that humans lead as opposed to elves in a lot of fantasy media is just pages on a book compared to like a full novel.
What Frieren just makes zero sense to me, because if you pitch it to somebody, you're basically pitching a story with a bunch of flashbacks about a journey that you didn't watch from the only person that remembers it. And somehow they make you so invested in these characters.
A lot of the side ones, too.
Yeah, and it's so... I honestly just don't know how they did it. It's so good. And, I mean, frankly, I mean, if the manga ends well and it gets a full adaptation, I mean, I could see it going down as the best of all time. Mm. Honestly.
It's surprisingly wholesome. Very heartfelt. Can be extremely badass at times. We were talking about, like, oh, what's a really good fight scene? Fight scenes are really, really good in Frieren.
Yeah. A great show to watch of other people, too. It's very fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll see if the second season comes out. It's got everything. It really does.
Coming in at number one. This is one that kind of flew under the radar, according to you guys. We watched it together. I never heard of it until you guys mentioned it. It's Sonny Boy.
Oh, yeah.
Sonny Boy, the premise is you have this Japanese high school, and everyone gets lost in this different dimension, and all of the students suddenly get superpowers. And that sounds really corny and really cheesy, but the show is really thoughtful, is not the right word, but at the same time it's more philosophical than that. It also straight up does not make any sense at all. There's a monkey baseball episode that
it somewhat makes sense. It's like the wandering classroom. Sonny Boy, I mean, you're right. You're not going to get... It's like Lost. You're not going to get all the answers you want.
Yeah. And I might need 10,
I understood it more on a second watch. The thing is, Sonny Boy, first of all, the art is gorgeous.
The art is gorgeous.
I've never seen anything like
Sound
it.
Sound is gorgeous.
Yeah. Sound is gorgeous. It's kind of episodic, kind of not. And it's... They're in different dimensions and transporting between different dimensions, and it captures, you know, long time away. I mean, they're trapped there. They're basically immortal, trapped there for many, many years. And it's really... I don't know. Maddie, you love the show, too. What do you think?
I don't know. It's amazing.
It's hard to describe.
That's all we can really say. It's like, please, if you learn nothing from this episode, to whoever the heck is watching, please just watch Sonny Boy.
Yeah.
It is so stinking good. I won't pretend to completely understand it, but I know that I love it nonetheless. Kind of going through a lot of my top five and some of the ones in the top 10, it is very heartfelt. The art is phenomenal. Yeah. The characters are beautifully written. Oh, speaking of which, there was no manga.
Sonny Boy's original adaptation.
There was, there was a manga?
No, there wasn't, yeah.
Yeah, so this is original adaptation. They went straight to, I guess, the big screen or just doesn't exactly translate, but
it's so underwatched and underrated. I just think it's incredible.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think one last question to close it out, Ryan. What do you think is an anime that is not in your top 10 but probably deserves to be in most people's top 10 that you've seen?
Attack on Titan would be my answer.
Yeah.
I wouldn't call myself an Attack on Titan hater. It's just not the type of... It's too... Maybe dark is the right word. Maybe pessimistic is the right word. I like to watch shows that make me feel good. And it's very rare that Attack on Titan ever made me feel good. It definitely made me feel invested. It definitely made me... Well, I'm gripped on it, like, what is this reveal? What is going on? Oh my gosh. I would put that probably on my top 10 best animes of all time.
Yeah.
It probably would not, it does not make my top 10 favorite.
Love Attack on Titan.
It's so good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any other ones that you think?
Oh yeah, tons. That should be I think Hunter x Hunter is a top 10 for sure.
I need to give it another
try. I know it's
try.
Not finished, but I mean, it's just
But it's also not for everyone. So, yeah. Like, I don't fault people.
Yeah, you're right.
Who don't have it. Because if you're not really into more of the old style of shonen.
I would need to pull up the list. Even Gillian, I think, belongs in a top 10. It's just too influential not to be.
The one that I looked through to kind of gain inspiration was the IMDb top animes all time.
Oh, there's one I'm thinking of for you.
What?
Code Geass.
Like, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Code Geass.
I haven't watched Code Geass.
I think, like, 10 years ago, every boy ever
it's great.
Seen Code Geass is, like, that was their favorite anime.
I don't know if it's a top 10 anime of all time, just based on everything. I mean, I think the main character,
Lelouch, did have it on top 10 all time, actually.
It's ranked 20 on my anime list right now.
I do think it has, like...
Yeah.
Probably the best. And, like, he's not my favorite, but probably the best protagonist in all of the anime.
Yeah.
If you want to call him a protagonist.
It's funny, I'm looking at this list, like, 10 to 15 years ago, these it was so different. I mean, Clanded is an anime nobody talks about anymore. That was in everybody's top 10 years ago.
Other ones that did not make the cut for me that I really, really enjoy include Odd Taxi, March Comes In Like a Lion, The Great Pretender, Spy Family, Dress Up Darling, I think I already mentioned Gurren Lagann, and Running with the Wind. I think the only reason why that made it on there, it's another sports anime just specifically for cross country. I am a runner, I am biased. It spoke to me. It was kind of high school, honestly.
Yeah.
That was
even set in the college setting though.
Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah. There's a lot you could argue to be in the top 10. I think your list actually holds a lot of them. I think me personally, one of the big ones that we haven't talked about at all would be like JoJo's probably.
Yeah. Which I've only watched Stardust Crusaders. Is that the one where they're in Egypt?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the only season where I watched.
It's also simply just, like, not for everybody.
Yeah, it's
some
weird.
Some of those things where, like, normally I would never watch. There's, like, a lot of anime that people are like, you just have to get through the first, like, 20 episodes, and then it gets good. And I hate that, because that just means you've gotten invested in the characters, mm-hmm. and, like, it shouldn't take that long. So I hate when people say that. But when people make jokes about JoJo's being, you know, kind of, like, questionable for the first season and then still kind of questionable the next season and then questionable again, they're kind of right, but if you don't like it immediately, you're never going to like it. So it's really just not for everybody. It's so unique, though.
So yeah, good. I love it. I mean...
What other starter anime would you say...
Bob and I
have had
tough
multiple hour-long debates about what we think the general, like... first anime you should ever recommend to anybody is. And there's truly no one answer because it depends who you're talking to.
It also depends on a movie or a show. Because, I mean, most people have seen, like, Studio Ghibli movies, but it's hard to branch off from a Ghibli movie to something else because they're just so unique. There's nothing like it.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually Ghibli. It's so funny because when I found that out, I almost threw up. I was sick to my stomach. I actually listened to audio of Miyazaki saying it himself because I just didn't want to believe. Ghibli literally sounds like an adjective you would use to describe a leprechaun. Like, it does not, it's That like, sounds so terrible.
It sounds like the iCarly character, Gibby.
Yeah. It sounds so awful.
I mean, it's so tough, though, because, I mean, if we're strictly limiting it to TV shows, I think Full Metal is one. I think Cowboy Bebop. Bebop's tough, though, because it's episodic, and people don't like episodic shows that much anymore.
Yeah.
That's fair.
It's also, when I think about recommending, like, a starter anime for someone, it depends what my goal is, because, again, if it's, like, you, and I'm not necessarily trying to get you addicted to anime...
Yeah, that works. Because
I don't
Screw
think that
guys.
It'll.
Yeah.
I don't think that that'll necessarily happen. I might do something like Cowboy Bebop, which, say you like that, I don't really know what to recommend next necessarily. There's not that many things that exact author artist didn't make himself that I could recommend to you afterwards. So it's like a hard thing to. It's a hard starting off point, I think, but it's a safe one for a lot of people.
Yeah,
I mean, but it's just like not what I would use.
Probably. I think Mushu Shi's an interesting one. There's nothing like it, but I mean, it's not.
Again, yeah,
but
see,
that's the thing. Nothing's like it. So
I think the average teenage boy that has never seen anime would probably enjoy JJK. Honestly,
I just have such qualms. I don't think that you could go from like JJK
it'd be tough.
To like an older shonen. Like it's so modern, like which.
I find it interesting that, I mean, granted, I never really grew up on these shows like a lot of other millennials or early Gen Z people did, but you never suggested Naruto, you never suggested One Piece, you never suggested, I don't know, Dragon Ball, that kind of
thing. Yeah, I love
and
all the shows.
I mean, I think it's stupid when people are like,
you
recommend Naruto for someone first.
Because it's very intimidating. You have 1,000 episodes you have to go through, and a lot of it's filler.
That and objectively, animation has gotten so much better now that it's... you don't want... Starting with anime, there's so much that's jarring about it to begin with. Like, there's, like, cultural things that are weird. Yeah. There's things the anime just makes normal that are not normal that you have to deal with. I don't think the added, like, the animation is so early 2000s also, on top of everything else. I don't think that that's... Since we have other options now, I think it's better not to.
I think it's something that,
if you fall in love with anime, you should go back and watch.
I guess this brings us back to the point where Bob mentioned that we're living in the golden age of anime.
We are. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you another anime that we haven't talked about at all. I don't know if you know this one, Ryan, but this is one that, like, when I was in high school, everybody's like, oh, this is the
Let
first
guess,
one to watch.
Let me guess, Tokyo Revengers?
No, that came out pretty recently.
Okay.
This used to be the one that everybody, besides Bebop, because people have been saying that for like 30 years, but have you ever heard of a show called Bakano?
Bakano, no, I can't say that I have.
That's a show that people used to recommend to people if they're seeing anime.
I think that is insane.
I watched it,
and it is such, talk about, like, confusing. It is such a cluster. Like, I had no idea what to make of that show. I think it is a terrible first watch recommendation.
It's terrible, but also good. It's good in the sense that you don't have to worry about the cultural.
Listen,
it's a show set in America, for one, in like the Great Depression, and also the English dub is incredible.
It's so terrible to think about what people recommended first 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Because it's similar to Cowboy Bebop in that people would just recommend anything that didn't have any of what I would call, like, the red flags. Which I really don't want to list. But there are certain things in anime that, like, just make it harder to swallow. Some anime just have a lot of... Most, honestly. Have at least some amount of...
It can't be too weird. Yeah.
Of bad items. Just bad stuff that those things didn't have. Bakano doesn't have any of that stuff, so it's like really tolerable to like an American audience.
I still have a good one. Actually.
And Cowboy Bebop doesn't really either.
I'll tell you one that's actually I think a good pick right now. I think the first season of One Punch Man.
Oh wow! I completely forgot about One Punch Man.
Yeah.
You can make a great argument for that being somebody's first anime.
I agree.
It's got some humor, like an easy, soft. Yeah.
That's why, and you've always disagreed with me. I think if it was someone that I knew was really, really gonna like I thought they were really gonna like anime, I might tell them to start with like My Hero.
Oh yeah,
because
no,
it is
fine.
So it doesn't have a lot of like the red flag things,
but it's still a shonen.
Yeah,
it's like
so
a classic shonen.
Yeah, It's paced pretty well, so there's no, like, filler. It was, like, one of the first shonens I ever saw that didn't have, like, any filler at all.
Yeah, my hero.
So I think that one's safe.
I'll tell you another good one that just finished up airing. That would be a good one. Spy Family.
Yeah.
I think would be a solid one to recommend to people. Kind of a wholesome story anybody can get around.
Yeah, I agree.
There's a very cute, I guess he's a sheepdog, I don't know what he is, but he's the best doggo in all of anime, in my opinion.
Bond.
Yeah, I mean, there's lots of places to start. It's just,
Borf.
It's weird.
Borf.
Anime is weird. You just have to accept it, I guess.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Listen, it works for some. I truly believe you're just born with it. Some people are just born. I think you're just born. Gosh. Some of you are just born weird, and I fundamentally believe that. I think you just like the art, Ryan, and I respect that. You don't have that thing in you. Bob and I have something else.
I got no dog in me.
Freeman would be another okay one, actually.
For what?
I guess it all depends on how good season two is.
We'll see. Hopefully, it hasn't been announced yet. I hope it gets.
I mean, people like the
There's
manga.
There's no way it won't.
Which makes me feel good. People like the manga, and the studio, I don't think, is going to change. So, those are the two threats you got to look out for.
Yeah.
If the manga gets questionable, or the studio changes, or if something bad happens to the studio that's doing it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
pretty sure Madhouse is actually on it.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything else you guys want to say before we end the episode? I will say I will probably have you both back for a similar top 10, but specifically for anime movies.
Yeah, I do have something to say. you never actually introduced me, Ryan.
I'm Maddie.
And I'm okay being anonymous, but very rude. I just realized that. I was just here.
I said with me this week, Bob and Maddie. And then I made fun of Bob for terrible college football takes, as I definitely should.
Perhaps I wasn't listening to you. Perhaps that's on me. Perhaps that is on me.
Maddie is Indiana's foremost expert on the art form, possibly.
Yeah. This is my only appearance on this show. It's the only thing I know anything about. So.
You're an anime correspondent, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I'm down to college football again. I had a lot of fun doing
it. We probably will have you. I'll just need someone else with me that time to keep you in check.
I was 100% confident of those takes. 100%.
I remember you sitting here and talking. You were like, cooking. I got this. I know.
I'm cooking.
That was great. So who won? I can't remember who won that. Probably Alabama. I can't remember.
Alabama did end up. No, they didn't. They didn't.
It was Georgia, maybe. I can't remember. Regardless, I think we actually did call the title correctly. I think everything else was just an absolute dumpster.
Or was that the year that TCU made it to the final?
No, I think it was the year before that.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, I want to say it was winter of 2022.
Yeah.
Because it's been around a year and a half since we've had an episode of Ryan Reviews the Universe.
Back to the anime, though. One last plug for... legally streaming anime. Most people don't realize this. Hulu actually has a surprisingly good list.
Please sponsor us, Hulu.
I know.
I think it goes back and forth. I think it's 10 years ago, Hulu had all of the anime for no reason.
Very
slept on. It was insane. Now it kind of goes back and forth, I think. It depends on what Netflix has put on and taken off of its queue.
Well, Netflix, here's the thing. Netflix is producing stuff. They're investing.
Cyberpunk, Castlevania, which technically is an American studio, so I don't know whether you want to call that anime or not.
It's not an anime.
I need to look at Hulu, because I haven't looked at it recently, but it has, at one point, it had a shocking amount in terms of selection.
Wasn't Great Pretenders developed by Netflix?
Yeah. Maybe, yeah. It was.
Or Great Pretender,
It was like Wit.
There's a whole category on...
Yeah.
There's they're called ONAs, original. Well, actually, I think they're net animation or something, so it can cover any of the... But that's its own variety of anime now.
Yeah. Bob, Maddie, thank you so much. Maddie, apologies for not introducing you earlier.
It's probably did. There's no evidence. There's not a recording of you actually doing it.
Honestly, we did pretty well for... This is... I don't think I'm going to have to do any audio editing whatsoever. This is pretty darn good take. There will be more episodes coming soon. I think Noah and I will do a recap of our predictions for the 2024 Euros. I'll probably grab a friend from Cincinnati to talk about cocktails and whatnot. I'll grab a buddy here in Indianapolis to talk about wine. football's going to start up, and we've got our annual
fantasy
league that I am never good at. I have kind of a...
It's tough.
Assemble an A squad to construct my team for me, and then I always... I always do terrible, but I will say I did not get last year.
Yeah.
There might be a couple other episodes on the way.
Ooh, you should have us in October, and we should do horror movies. That's my only
idea. Okay, fine. I will do that. Speaking of horror movies, Long Legs, I want to say, just came out.
We'll see. I've heard it's more of a thriller than a traditional horror movie.
I've heard it's the spiritual successor to Silence of the Lambs. Either way, I'm very excited. I'm sure we will get a Ryan Views the Universe rating on that pretty darn soon. Thank you guys so much. Stay tuned for the next time we have an episode, and stay great.